651-1335.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for holding. Is this John?
This is John.
Hey, John. My name's Jaswan. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not bad. How about you?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a pretty busy day, so it's a good problem to have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Alvin. He asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No.
So you do a good job kind of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah. I was trying to explain to him it's not really a good time just because it's not really a busy time of year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to, when you have kind of a seasonal business, it's kind of hard to put a thumb on the busy time of the year and what's not, because you don't show. Like, your results are a little different when you're on the first page. So the work that is out there more than likely is searching on Google. That's what 90% of the human population is using right now. It's the primary search engine, and about 90% of those guys are picking off the first page. They're not really going to page 2 or page 3. So I think it wouldn't be as slow if you're easily accessible to these people, but you're difficult to find, and there's not the same volume that there usually is in the prime time of the year. And I can imagine it would be pretty slow right now for you. I noticed you're doing Angie's right here, or Home Advisor mm-hmm. by Angie's Leads. Do you like that service? I mean, are you doing well with it?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
I'll look and see how it works once it turns
prime time. So that's kind of what you're evaluating for online advertising is Angie. So they do use Google in order to get the leads that they sell. If you went online, you'd be able to see them there. But the problem is they sell the lead to like 4 or 5 different people when they get it. And so,
right.
You're paying for the lead even if you don't get the job. This would be listing you independently on the first page. So the customers would be able to call you directly. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. What my guys have found who have used Home Advisor and Angie's Leads in the past is that it's a lot more cost effective, and the leads are better quality. You know, they're calling you as a live call rather than you calling them back trying to convince them to pick you over the other guys, you know.
Right.
So, you know, our services, I'll just run through the pricing with you. If you want to do it, you can. If not, no big deal. I totally understand. It's a month-to-month service. The pricing with the discounts that he requested, it's $199 month-to-month. That includes the first page placement on Google and Bing. You get the 60 directory submissions. So you have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, you have Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. It's about 60 of them there. And then you also have a tracking system and review monitoring. So we'll be able to show you all the leads that you've gotten from us month in and month out, you know, where they came from, what services they looked up to find you. Also, if you miss calls, it kind of pipelines them so you can call them back when you're ready. And then also, if you generate bad reviews, the review monitoring kicks in. We give you an opportunity to dispute them before they're actually published. So that would be the gist of it. I would offer to build you a site, but I am on your site currently, and it's not bad, but could use some color to it. It's kind of white, and a lot of white in the background. Did you do this yourself?
Yeah, for the most part. I just had help from a family member.
Okay. Well, I've seen worse, let me tell you, you know. I see business owners try to build their own site, and they don't get nearly this far. So I tip my hat to you on that one. But we can definitely give it some TLC and, you know, give it some upgrades. And that wouldn't charge anything for that. That would be included in the package and the pricing structure. We want to make sure that, you know, you look representable on that first page. That is kind of people's first impression of you before you guys get out there.
One complaint I've had from customers on the site is that the buttons, I guess, don't work.
They don't.
Call now or schedule appointment or anything like that. None of that
get
works.
Quote.
Yeah.
Well, the call now, I mean, Oh, I see. Yeah, no, it doesn't work. The GetQuote does work, though. It does net. Well, I don't know if it's hooked up, though, because you have to, on the back end of that, you have to have a receiving email address. And
I thought I had it sent to my email, but I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there wouldn't really be much volume to test with either. You know, once we put it on the first page, then a lot more people are going to be seeing that, clicking on it, filling it out, and scheduling, you know. So all we're doing is putting the website in position to make you money. I tell guys that all the time. I'm like, you can spend a bunch of money and get this big $5,000 website, but then when you go looking up power washing or pressure washing, you're not even there. You know, or any
right.
services. So they're not actually seeing it. So that's the major benefit to you in this conversation is having that first page placement. Most people aren't even going to page two. I mean, if you think when you use Google for anything, you probably don't go to page two. You probably haven't been on page two of a search results queue for months. I've been past that.
Right, right, yeah. Totally makes sense.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $199 month to month, I mean, I know it's not your peak time of the year, but you would still have it at that time, you know? I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's that's actually a pretty decent price.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, we'll end up saving you a lot of money if you're doing pay-per-lead. I mean, $200 over the course of a month, if you put that towards leads, I mean, you know, what are they charging you, $30, $40 a pop?
I don't pay for the leads. I did the Angie ads.
So what is that? I'm not familiar with that actually.
It's instead of like paying per lead, you pay like a monthly, but their monthly is a lot higher than what you guys are talking about.
I think I've heard somebody actually say that they paid a monthly flat rate of like $300 or $400 with them before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I
yeah,
I,
like,
to my
a lot of the leads.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
A lot of leads I get from this. Oh, no problem. I didn't mean to cut you off either. well, what I was gonna say is a lot of their leads that I do get because they come in a lead format or whatever. Like they'll
text it.
But
to you.
Like I'll, yeah, they just text it or onto the app, and then like most of them, they don't even like answer the phone or answer text messages or anything.
Right. Well, there's that problem too with them is that, it's kind of like you're not getting live calls. That's the thing I love about the Google listing. You have a 90% success rate with live calls. You know, when you're not getting a live call, you see the data of people who respond within an hour, it still drops to 40% conversion. Now imagine how much lower that drops if that lead's been sent to three or four other guys and they're trying to jump all over it. You know, so even if they,
right.
It's not even just you, like they'll put it on you as, oh, you were too slow, right? But it's like they might have sent you the lead an hour after another guy had already gotten it. And that guy might be all over it, you know, and then you're
right.
still getting charged for that. So I've never really been a fan of leads because you're just paying for some information and you don't know if it's still valid or hot yet, you know. We don't get in between you and your customers. We just tell your customers in the community you're top recommended for this service, and here's your number, and you guys take it from there. There's no need for us to get in there. They kind of make it seem like they're making the lead better or increasing your chances, but they're not. They're just decreasing it. When a customer, we live in a world of instant gratification, when these guys make up their mind that they want somebody to come out and do this kind of work, you know, they need to talk to you then and there. You know, not go through this whole ringer of filling out a form and then hearing out a couple of guys. I mean, I'd imagine the only person with the patience to do that is somebody who's genuinely price shopping and just trying to save themselves every penny that they can, you know, which is also doing you
right.
a disservice if you're paying for their service and then you got to drop the rate of, you know, what you're making on each individual job just to land those prospects. So I think you'd be really happy with what you see. I mean, if you compare the Google listing to that side by side, it's not rocket science. It won't take you longer than a month to see the difference.
Right. That does sound interesting. I guess it's just a just terrible timing. It's like I don't have any. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. At the moment. Timing definitely is a issue for some people. We don't even know when the spots are going to become available ourselves. You know, it just kind of they tell us, hey, the listing is open. These are the guys that qualify, and you know, they just kind of go out there and have my reps kind of call down that qualified candidates list until we fill it. So most days I go into it not having any idea who I'm talking to. One moment it's a plumber, the next it's power washing, pressure washing, the next, you know, and get a whole different thing. It's sometimes it's like pizza companies, like every kind of business in every industry uses Google advertising to promote their companies.
How does it work?
You were saying?
Yeah.
So basically, once I sign you up and I submit your business profile, Google's going to send a postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That PIN verification letter, you only have to do it one time for as long as you own your business, but there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you just to verify your location. That's how you get the little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are. And then you're registered as a Google verified business, right? So that adds a lot of credibility in itself. But between now and receiving that PIN, we actually can't go live until we get that PIN. So the PIN takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. Between now and then, we'll do a client interview with you. I could schedule that for later today or Monday, depending on what your schedule will allow. But the client interview, they go over all the services that you offer. That way we could get your keywords set up. They'll go over the service area. You could cover up to a 40-mile radius with this campaign, or if you want to cherry-pick areas or put a point of emphasis on certain areas, you could do that. And then, of course, like I promised, we'd increase, I don't want to say your website's bad, but we would get in there and make your website look better. So, you know, we have like a remodel scheduled with a graphic designer who will sit in that client interview and kind of pick your brain and have some set questions that'll help them set up the site. But once the client interview is completed, and the PIN verification is completed, we can go live with your account. It's just a matter of, you know, being responsive to the phone calls as they come in and try to generate as good of reviews as you possibly can for your company.
Okay.
Sounds complicated. It's really like client interview, PIN verification letter, and then phone will start ringing.
Yeah, so I would get that in the mail, and then I would just call you guys back.
Yep. Yeah, I'll actually send you my direct number and extension, so I'll be your account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team that'll help me with fulfillment. But once you get that PIN, or if you want something done quickly, you know, you can give me a call, or you can even text it to me at that line, and then we can go live with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could text in, call in, email with it. Whatever works best for you.
Okay, and I'm trying to think. So this interview, when would I or how do I pay and when would I pay, I guess?
I would secure the listing with you now. And then the client interview I can schedule, I mean today, if your schedule allows, I have some openings. I mean, the soonest possible one would be between 1 and 2 o'clock today, if you wanted to do that. Or I could even have it done between 4 and 5 or 6 and 7.
Okay. Any of those would work for me. What if I needed to cancel, how does that work?
Well, it says in our voice verification, and we also send this to you in writing, you can cancel or discontinue at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We do ask that you contact us 3 days before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle, but that's the gist of it.
Okay, and then
we're not going to promote you if you don't want to be promoted, you know?
Right. And then how does it, is it just come out automatically, or do I just pay it per month, or how does it work?
Yeah, it'd be set up to automatically process each month on the 20th day.
Okay. All right, I guess we can move forward with that.
Okay, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, this phone number is
okay.
Good.
And is John short for Jonathan, or is it just John?
It's Johnny.
Johnny, okay. Two N's and a Y?
Two N's and an I-E.
I-E, okay. So J-O-H-N-N-I-E or J-O-N-N-I-E?
J-O-H-N-N-I-E.
Okay. N-I-E. No two, not two N's. Okay, gotcha.
Yep, there is two N's.
Oh, there is. Okay. I want to make sure this
J-O-H-N-N-I-E.
Matches up.
J-O-H-N-N-I-E.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. Yeah, I want to make sure it matches up because this is a write-off for you, so I want to make sure the paper trail is accurate. What's the business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's J-O-H-N period A-R-T-U-S-O at
okay.
yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay. Update. Okay, perfect. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay.
Monday through Saturday.
Saturday. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Let me go and submit. Okay, and then what is the business street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
I don't have an actual shop. I just run it out of my house.
That's fine. I recommend that we hide the address, though, so that way it just says West Bloomfield, Michigan.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, because Google already has your city, state, and zip code. That's how they pre-screened you for this. So they just don't have the actual street address on there. The PIN verification will get sent there, but we'll keep the street address hidden, and we'll deactivate all turn-by-turn directions.
Okay. Yeah, because nobody needs to come here anyway.
Right. Yeah, you're always going to them, so it doesn't really make any sense to have that listed either way. It's just to send the PIN out. So that'll only be for our record.
Okay, so you still need the address then?
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, it's 6320.
6320.
Hermana.
Hermana. Okay.
Hermana Road.
Okay. Found it.
And it's West Bloomfield. Okay.
Yeah. West Bloomfield Township, Michigan, 48324, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. We got an update. Okay, so I have the business profile created. Let's go back to the client interview scheduling. Did you get the text message with my direct number and extension there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and update. Okay, and then for the client interview time, you said any time works? I mean, I had 1 to 2, I had 3 to 4 available, or excuse me, 4 to 5 available, and then 6 to 7.
The earlier ones would probably be better.
Okay. That's really soon here. It's about 2 hours. I'll circle back with
you.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Okay. I like that, though. I like to get it knocked out. The sooner I can get you up there and making money, the more likely we are to see you come back long-term. So I like the quick turnaround. Go ahead and update you here. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Yahoo, and then there's an automated text message that's going to go out to you 1 hour before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, let me know when that text comes through. I could always reschedule it, but I said I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Love you. All right, I'm sorry. What was that?
No problem. I said I was sending you a calendar invitation to the client interview, and then there's an automated text message that's going to be sent out to you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let us know, and then I could reschedule it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do I have just click yes or no when it comes through, or?
Yeah, exactly. There's just a little yes or no icon that says, will you be attending, and is this the best phone number? And you just hit yes.
Okay.
Update. All right. And then the last thing you got to do is secure your first month payment. So in terms of securing your first month payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Card, okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I think MasterCard. Let me find it. It is MasterCard.
Okay. MasterCard. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification?
Yes.
Okay. And it's under your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Both. Okay, let me go ahead and add this. All right, so on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, it's 5599.
5599.
8500.
8500.
3438.
3438.
And then 9662.
9662. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It's 527.
5 of 27. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
995.
995. Okay, and then I'm digging up this voice verification here because of the discounted pricing structure. I got to walk you through this. It's going to reiterate some of the things that we already went through as far as like reoccurring billing, and it's just an added form of protection for you that we'll send you in writing as well. As I'm walking you through this, though, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it or put it in layman's terms, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business. Right. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Artuso Seasonal Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
It's Johnny Artuso, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Excuse me. It says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but like I mentioned earlier, I mean, live calls is a 90% conversion rate. If it's after an hour or takes up to an hour, it's a 40% conversion rate. So try to be mindful of that. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us? Or while you're using our services. So basically what that's saying in layman's terms is like, we know what you're currently using. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, double check so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been thinking about this for a while, the Google thing. I get tons of phone calls about it and like a lot of times I just shake them off, but.
But yeah, it's a good thing. No, it's a good thing. Sometimes, I mean, it sounds ironic saying this because it's what I do for a living, but I tell people all the time, I mean, you haven't really started your business or really advertised until you put yourself on Google. It's the number one search engine in the world, and that's just what your customers are using, you know? So I think it'll be a nice change for you.
Definitely makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up with a campaign, but it is month to month. You aren't binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 20th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I've included the .com website at no additional cost. We would just remodel the current domain that you have. And I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 20th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you are with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. Once you log into that tracking system, you can change it to whatever you like. You're going to get a secondary email at the end of your client interview with the YouTube video that shows you how to use it and a link to the downloadable app. If you want to download the app to your mobile device. You don't have anybody that answers the phone for you, right?
Not at the moment, but I'm thinking this year I probably will.
Okay, no worries. That
it's pain in the butt.
Yeah. Well, it's going to become a little bit more pain in the butt, but not really. What I was going to say is this account dashboard will actually pipeline the calls. So if you're missing calls because you're currently busy or you don't have somebody there to answer the phone, it'll still save like their number and what they looked up and you could circle back with them. Conversion's not going to be as good as answering the live calls, obviously, but at least you still have that pipeline you could go through and kind of salvage the day, if you will.
Right. I had one more question. Do you know if the calls come through as potential spam?
No.
I feel like they don't. Okay, because I've gotten a lot of calls that do come through like that.
No, because it's client to client, so it's not business to business. The IDs on, I don't know if you know this, but Google owns Android. So I know at least for the Android phones, like the way it's set up, it'll only read spam if it's like a business call or like a call or like a call center that goes to a bunch of people or business to business or business to person. The people that are calling you from this are going to be person to person, right? There's somebody that did a search on Google and they're calling you from their device. So it shouldn't come up as any kind of spam unless they've called you like 10 times in the last or the last week or the last day, you know, but it's designed to pick up.
They usually don't answer those calls, but
yeah.
Sometimes I answer them and it's an actual customer and I'm like, oh geez. So like, I'll have to answer them all. And it's usually a bunch of bullcrap, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to just kind of answer them. What I'll do is I'll give them the silent count. Sometimes I get these numbers and I'm like, what is this? You know, I got two kids. I'm like, is one of their school or?
Right.
You
never know.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I click answer and I'll just be quiet and see what comes through. If it sounds like a robot or something, I just delete it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hang up right away.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, bye. That's not anything I need to focus on. Back to work I go. All right.
Yeah, so, where are you guys located?
We're located in Orange County, California, actually, in Southern California.
Okay.
We're right next to the Google headquarters. If you look us up, they're right behind us. You can't miss it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so your terms and conditions should have came through. Did you receive those text messages?
Let me see.
Sorry, they're blowing me up with your notifications. Every email and text you get, they send to me, too.
I got sent a copy of your invoice to the email.
Yep. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Would that be on the text message or on the email?
No, it would be in both, actually. Both of them get forwarded to you. Yeah. The invoice would only be on your email, but the text will have the link to the outline of the agreement in writing there.
Okay. I just have to go to that right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can, or you could take your time with it, as long as it's signed before the client interview, or else they're going to start the conversation with that.
All right, I'm doing it right now.
It's just everything in black and white. mostly because of the discounts that I applied. And then this is, like I said, this is also sent over to your email. So you have it on file and we have it on file. So if this ends up being your long-term marketing solution, you know, a year or 2 years down the line, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you or anything like that.
Okay. Now, I did it and it's, it took me to the website for a username and password. What do I got to do? I don't have one.
Right. So it'll be, it'll be emailed to you. Like I said, also at the end of the client interview, they'll send you the YouTube video and the, downloadable app form for your phone. So right now, don't worry about that. It's just blank if you log into it anyway. It's basically going to stay blank until we get your PIN verification and are able to put you on the first page to start receiving calls, right? So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So right now, what you got to focus on is client interview scheduled between 1 and 2 o'clock. Like I said, they're going to text you an hour before. So in about 30-something minutes, you'll get that automated message, and then they'll contact you. I'll try to contact you first if I'm available and then introduce you to the tech. But if I'm not available, they'll just call you directly. It's kind of the process of it. And then PIN verification takes about 5 to 7 days. So I'm thinking this time next week, you'll have that PIN in the mail. It's kind of interesting, actually. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to get a little personal with you here. Because I'm actually going out of town on the 24th and I won't be back until the 31st. So your PIN verification, when it comes in, if you're going to text it in, don't plug any extension into that number. Just text the 877 line directly.
Okay.
Okay. Just a heads up. Okay. I was like, I didn't feel like I needed to disclose that, but I want to in case you call in and you're like, what the heck happened to him? You know, where's my guy? But I'm taking the family to Hawaii. I actually got it for my wife and my boys as the, it was a Christmas present. So
the cool.
Tree was a little thin, but they got some plane tickets.
That should be fun for sure.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I've been looking forward to it. I didn't take a vacation at all last year, so it's kind of much needed. It's more for me than for them, but I made it as if it was for them. okay, so yeah, so basically your checklist is going to be, oh, I already got your terms and conditions. Okay, I just got that notification. So it's just client interview, your PIN verification letter when it comes in, need the 5-digit number on the back of that. And then if there's any, like, photos that you wanted to add since you've built your website, or I don't know if you guys developed a different logo, or if you need help developing a logo, I can set you up with the graphic designer and have them do that. But send them into this email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, just send in anything that you want to add as additional, and then they'll go ahead and plug it in for you and do all the legwork on it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you shortly here for the client interview.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, John.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.